before we get started, remember, tweet us questions with the hashtag MoneyMinute. Rose, what questions have we got today?
From mortgages to cash, interest rates and credit, Robert Palmer helps you with it. The Money Minute.
All right, Robert Palmer is in the studio with me from the Saving Thousands Radio Network. Now, how do you pick a good first home?
So I'm a fan of, again, because I'm in this whole mindset of that you should rent. You should rent the house to someone else.
Okay. Right?
You own it, rent it to someone else, let them make the payment. So when you're buying your first home, chances are this is not the home you're going to be in for the rest of your life, right?
Okay.
So don't try to hit a home run the first time out of the park. Don't try to get all the upgrades and spend too much money. Buy a home that will be easy to rent out to someone else.
Okay.
Right? So get a nice 3-bedroom, 2-bath home with a garage that's
the
got
basic,
you know, modest upgrades. Again, don't go crazy. People get caught in this idea of they want to buy, again, this fabulous, super
for
wonderful
me,
house.
Forever.
Right. And it's just not. Things are going to happen. You're going to move on in life. Career changes, neighborhood
maybe
changes.
Kids.
Exactly.
You need a bigger space.
So the first house you buy, I think you should keep in mind for it to be a good rental or to be a good starter home for someone else. Because when you go to resell it or when you go to rent it out, if it's a good, modest starter home, you're going to have a much bigger market than if you've upgraded to a 3-car garage, you know, or if you've upgraded to
true,
the, you know, all the extra tile and granite and all these things. It's going to limit the amount of people you can rent to or sell to in the future. So I think that first home should be a nice, modest starter home and then grow out of it. You know, be in it for a couple of years, rent it to someone else, and then go buy your castle.
The Kane Show. We'll be right back.